We'll call the meeting back to order. Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,424. Alvin Bailey seeks variances from the front yard and side yard setback requirements for existing structures and for a lot width variance for a proposed lot. Sections 115-25, 115-182, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast corner of Bailey Lane and Dodtown Road, approximately 0.24 miles north of Anderson Corner Road. The 911 address is 26155 Bailey Lane in Harbison. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 4, and Parcel 2. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 6.9-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback for an existing manufactured home. They're also requesting an 8.1-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback for an existing manufactured home, a 10-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for an existing home, and a 40-foot variance from the required 100-foot lot width for a proposed subdivision. And to date, staff have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Alvin Bailey. Please.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Alvin Bailey. Address 26155 Bailey Lane, Harbison, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you have any exhibits that you wish to submit, you can send them down to Mr. Whitehouse at the end.
Oh, I think they already got a copy of everything.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm here today to try to get the situation legal and get everything situated. And
Mr. Bailey, if you could move that microphone just a little bit closer. There we go.
Okay. And I'm here today, like I said, try to divert the problem.
So what is the problem?
Well, the problem is with the side of my trailer to the property line. One is 8'9", the other one is 6.1, and for the front, I think you'd need a 10-cent variance from the house to the driveway, and then you need a 40-cent variance from the.
So right now, the parcel is one lot, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you wish to
subdivide
it.
Mm-hmm.
And the residual lands in the back, that's your parcel, mm-hmm. and you live in that mobile home. Is there a home in the front?
Yes.
So where this existing improvements, that's a dwelling?
Mm-hmm.
So there's 5 criteria for granting a variance. Could you tell us those? And
Well, the first one is I'm just trying to get these. The variance is because of the circumstances of the property, the way the property is shaped, because it runs on an angle. And second of all, I don't see why it's so much of a problem, because like I say, the trailer's been there 24 years, and now all of a sudden it's a problem. Haven't had no problem before until just now. Haven't had a problem with the neighbors or nobody until just now, so.
How did you become aware that it was a problem?
The county people came out to the house. I think Kelly Passwaters. And she came out there and was telling me what I needed to do and what was going on about, the house wasn't supposed to be there and all of that. So I took provision to go, get it surveyed and try to do what I had to do, get the problem solved. Well, now, like I said, the property was left in me, So I thought everything was okay, so I didn't know, that was no complications or whatever, but like I said, I'm here today, to get that straightened away.
When did you inherit it?
2009.
So you didn't put the home there or any of the other structures there?
It was already there when I got there.
How long have you lived there?
24 years.
And the mobile home's 40 years old?
Mm-hmm. 42 to be exact.
Has there been any complaints, Jamie?
This is a complaint case that resulted in the service of a notice of violation, and that's what's triggered the application. So.
So who lives in the dwelling in the front?
My sister and my mom.
And why are you subdividing it now? Why didn't you just leave it the way it was?
Well, I thought this would be better if I got it, you know, the variance and everything, just get it subdivided, it'd be a better deal.
Yeah.
The property was left to me, so, you know, they have theirs up front and I have mine in the back, so.
Say that again.
I say the property was left to me, so they have theirs up front and I have mine in the back, so that's why I want to separate and everybody have their own privacy.
Okay.
And, you know, it shouldn't be no problem with the neighborhood because, you know, the trailer's sitting back off the road and that's quite.
Who lives on your left side?
My left side?
Who lives to the, I'm not sure what.
Ain't nobody on the left side.
It says lands of James L. Bailey.
My cousin on the right side, not the left side.
Well, looking at this, it's on my left side.
Oh, okay, it is on your left.
It says Kilroy Lane up
there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who are they?
She's been here.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
I just want to make sure I understand what's on the property and what you're looking to do. We have a survey before us that shows subdivision of approximately 1.62 acre parcel in the parcel A and residual lands. And the variances that you're seeking are for the mobile home, the manufactured home, which will be on the residual lands.
Mm-hmm.
And you've indicated that home has been in that location for 42 years.
24 years in that
24
location.
Years, I apologize. But it's a 42-year-old model home. There's, in parcel A, there's what is identified as existing improvements is a home that is occupied by your mother and your sister.
Mm-hmm.
How long has that home been there?
24 years since 1999, so I think 24 years.
Okay. Well, that would be 1999 would be 21 years.
Well, it's been 21.
Okay. And I see appears to be three other structures on parcel A and another structure on parcel, the residual lands. What are those?
On parcel A, the one's a garage, the other two are sheds. And on the residual land in the back, you got my trailer, and in the back, I have a little shed in the back.
And those have all been there for 20 years?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you have any discussions with your neighbors about this?
No.
And is there any steps that project off the front of the mobile?
You mean front steps?
Yeah, I ask that because one of the things that you're looking for is a front yard variance for the mobile, for the residual lands, because where you're proposing to put your property line is too close to that line. Are there steps that project from the house to that proposed property line? So the steps would be on the other side of the house?
No, my steps are in the back. I don't have none in the front.
Okay.
Because I use the back door.
Understood. So there are no steps to the front of the house that would be closer than that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're okay there. And there's no HVAC or anything that projects off the side?
No.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
So what we have on the screen is from 1992?
Correct. So that's currently on the screen, and I asked Mr. Board, to just see what we have available to us on this location in terms of aerial photos. So this is 2002. The resolution gets better.
It does, a lot better.
2007. 2012. 2017. And if we just jump back to 1968, prior to zoning, it appears that there was a structure there, but it was not there in 1968. And if we just jump forward, and there's a bit of a gap in our aerial photos.
Well, 92, it looks like there was a mobile home on the front part.
Correct. So if you just reload 92, and so it jumps from 1968 to 1992, and it looks like there was a structure there in 1992. So
was the house in the front replaced with a mobile home replaced with a house?
The house up front was the house I had. My father got their mobile home and he moved up back there.
So in 1992, there was a long structure in the front. Looks like a mobile home.
That's the one that I'm staying in now. It was up front.
Well, there was one in the back too.
That was my grandfather's. It was back there for hardship.
Okay. So one of those went away and they built a house.
No, well, my grandfather died and his trailer was back there, and my dad got a new trailer up front, then they moved the old one out and moved mine back there and moved a double wide up front.
Okay, so this is double wide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, modular. Okay. All righty. Is there any other questions from members of the board?
I got a question.
Okay.
Is where they're having this subdivided, is that the reason that they're... The number three on the list, is that the reason that that's
correct? So in dealing with the complaint case and moving forward, obviously the zoning code only permits one manufactured home per lot, so it was identified fairly early on in discussions that they need to subdivide, but they also need to check that the site area is compliant and the lot width is requirement and that the buildings and structures achieve the necessary variances. So we came up with the fact that they need four variances to make two lots work. So
and are you on septic and well, or
mm-hmm.
septic and well. Well, for do you have a septic and
yes.
a well for each lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that septic for your home in the rear, to the rear of the house?
Mm-hmm.
Is it
my house. Yes.
Is it in the building envelope? So is it kind of like in the center of the lot, or where is your septic there?
It's like right...
Is it okay if he goes and points at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he could.
You could go to the screen.
Just try not to touch it. We're trying to be careful.
It's like a lot right about... there.
Okay.
I can see it.
And where's the, I guess the septic is behind the house
mm-hmm.
for the front bar, so I can see that. Okay. All right. Any other questions? All righty. Is there anyone, if you'll take a seat, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Y'all aren't here in favor of it? Okay.
Oh, man. How many people here in favor? Just raise your hand if you are. So I have one in favor. Do you wish to speak, ma'am, or do you just want to say you're in support? Okay, very good.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
If you hold your hand up so we can get the number of you, and then we'll allow. Appears to be eight. Is that what you got? Appears to be eight, Madam Chair. And if any of you wish to testify, you have the right to come up to the microphone. We typically swear at everybody at the same time, but because of the unique circumstances we're dealing with COVID-19, I just ask that you come up one at a time, and we'll swear you in. Have your testimony and then ask for whomever wishes to come. So can I just get a raise of hands of who would like to actually testify in opposition? Is it just you, ma'am?
Just letter.
Okay. Very good. That's all I needed to know. You can come on up, man. We'll have you at the podium. We've already wiped it down for you. So it's sanitized for you. So. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, I'm Vina Bailey. My address is 26270 Kilroy Lane, Harbison, Delaware.
And you said your name's Vida?
Vina. V as in violin, I-N-A.
Thank you. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And if you have any exhibits, you can send them down to Mr. Whitehouse as well.
Excuse me?
If you have any exhibits that you wish to submit, you can give them to Mr. Whitehouse at the end.
Oh, okay.
But otherwise, the floor is yours.
Well, this all started because Alvin was complaining about we was on his property. We just kept going on about the property, want us off the property. So with that being said, I went and had the land surveyed. I had it surveyed on July the 31st, 2017. And yes, we were on his property and they were on our property as well. So the same day we had some shrubberies, like three shrubberies or four on their property. So we moved them the same day. And then after that, it's just one thing led to another. Then he took and put up a fence. And I asked, did they have a permit for the fence? They said no. I came to planning and zoning. And as of Friday, when I went back to check, it still was no permit for the fence. And when we pay our homeowner's insurance, it's not for everyone else to use our property. When we had it surveyed to keep the peace, that's why we had it surveyed, so we don't have to worry about nobody fussing about who's on whose property. And for everyone to have peace of mind, we decided that no, we don't want them to use our property.
Okay, so he's not asking to use your property.
Yes, he is. If you want variance to get to it, he has to be on our property.
So ma'am, that to be clear, and I just want to understand, you're the property to the south, is
yes.
That right?
Okay. Yes.
So what we have before us is a survey here. This is a survey dated December 17th of 2019. What the applicant is asking to do is he's got a parcel of land.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 1.62 acres. He's looking to create two lots out of that. The rear portion of that has an existing manufactured home. Based on this survey, that manufactured home is at its closest point 6.9 feet from your property line. He is asking for variance because that is too close to that property line.
Exactly.
It is not on your property, but it is too close to it. So he's asking for variance to allow that manufactured home to remain in its same location. Because he is also subdividing it, he is also needing a variance from the front yard setback because where he's separating the rear from the front, there's a line there and it's too close to that property line. And he's also seeking a variance from the lot width because even though the front where the road at Dodtown Road is, there's not, as I understand it, a change in the width there, but because he's subdividing the rear, we have to have a variance for that. So as I see it, from what we have here, there is no physical encroachment onto your lands. The variance is from the county's setback requirement, meaning the structure has to be so many feet from your lands.
Exactly.
So is that what you understand?
I understand that, but to get back to that property, he has to go through my property.
So does he have front. like a roadway or something?
Yes.
That goes on you?
Yes.
Okay.
The property lines begins dead center of the driveway.
Okay.
So half is theirs, the other half is ours.
Okay.
Our property is on an angle, so he has to go through the front in order to get back to the back.
But not on our property.
Sir, we'll let her speak and then you'll have a chance to speak. We do give the applicant a chance to rebut.
I have something to say. The way this survey reads, this easement that he's requesting to get to his property is not on your property. Is your property the James L. Bailey property?
Yes.
Well, then he's not on you. He's going to put in a new easement.
But if you see the survey.
This is a survey.
I have a survey, too. You want to see mine?
Well, I can see the road up there, and I can see the existing road, but what he's proposing is a new road.
Oh, they're going to get a new road.
Well, that's what this says.
We can ask them that question.
Yes.
I think
if they're going to get a new road, yes. You know, it won't be on our property. But as of right now, with my survey, they do have to go through my road.
Yeah, it does appear, Madam Chair of the Board, when I look at that same survey, if you look down on the corner of Dodtown Road, there appears to be an entrance there, and there appears to almost be a very small triangular corner there that would appear to be off this property line, which we could ask the applicant about as to what he is intending to do with that easement, if he's planning to shift his entrance over so that it's all on his lands. If he were to do that, ma'am, would you have objection to the variance request?
As long as they're on get their own driveway, yes. No problem.
Do you have any objection to the location of the house as it stands now?
No, because they're on their property. It doesn't matter as long as they're on their property. It don't matter as far as he's too close to my property line. But my question was also is that he don't have permits to put up a fence. After the land was surveyed, then he put up a fence. There's no permit for the fence, and also there was no permit for the mobile home to be where it's at now.
But he didn't put it there.
No, he didn't, but he moved in there.
I didn't move.
Okay. Everybody speaks. They speak at the podium, and they speak to us. No sidebar comments.
I'm sorry, but I didn't say that he moved it. I said the trailer was moved back there.
Right, okay. And I know we're not here for that.
Right.
But do you have a home out front and you have a mobile home in the back?
No, the mobile home was for hardship. Okay. I was there when my parents was living.
No, on your property?
On our property in the back.
For your parents?
Right. Once my parents had deceased, I had to remove the mobile home, which I sold it. It's
so
no longer there.
That picture that's there, it's no longer there.
No, ma'am.
Okay, cool. All right.
So the mobile home is gone.
Is gone.
And we're in the family home up front.
Out front.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, hon.
Thank you.
Does anyone else in opposition wish to speak? No? Sir, would you like to speak?
I would.
Okay. Then come to the podium. Be sworn in. I think I know you.
I think I know you too.
How are you?
Good. My name is Pete Lowenstein for the rest of you. I'm a surveyor. I did the survey for Mr. Bailey. And the corner down there we're speaking of.
Wait, does he have to be sworn in?
I do. And can you state your name and address for the record again?
Peter Lowenstein. I'm a professional land surveyor with, I used to be with the land surveying and mapping. I'm kind of semi out of it now.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Both these families have been using that right away for years. And I believe it constitutes what's called a prescriptive right away, meaning that one can't stop the other from using it because it's been used by both for so many years. I'm not a lawyer. I can't state that to be. It's in my opinion, it's a prescriptive right away because it meets all the criteria. So I think Mr. Bailey's trying to straighten things up around there because, as he told me before I surveyed it, or we surveyed it, is that he wanted to make things right. And that's his sole purpose, I believe.
And you drew this diagram?
Yes, I did.
And is it in your opinion that this easement that's written on his property will be on his property?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Lowenstein, how the area that of the encroachment, did you by chance measure that, see how big that was?
I did, but I don't know exactly if I have that with me or not. It's not very big.
He had to estimate, you know?
It's not very, I mean, we're talking less than 20, 30 square feet at the most. I'm not sure it's that big.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Six feet wide.
At the widest point.
Sir, we have to have you sworn in if you're going to testify.
My name is Vernon Walsh. I'm also a professional surveyor.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you.
All right.
It's kind of a triangular shaped piece. It's about 14 foot long by 6 feet wide at the base. And that's about all it is.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak? No? Ma'am? I can't hear you. You gotta speak up.
Here's a copy of yes, my proposal is that it originally started with 3 acres of land. We have 2 acres, and Shondette and his mother has 1 acre. Now, how can they subdivide? Don't you have to have 3/4 of an acre to subdivide to another dwelling within on another property, well, on the same property?
This says 0.80 acres and 0.882 acres.
I have the original deed.
That's not what's before us.
Okay.
What's before us is this. Okay. And this application, and that's why we're here tonight.
Okay.
I would say that would be something beyond us.
Do you want the original deed? I have that also.
I don't think we need that.
Yeah. Okay, that stayed into 3 acres.
Well, ma'am, we have a surveyor who submitted a survey showing the meets and bounds of this property. And on that survey, he has shown that that is 1.62 acres more or less. So that the lands that are owned by Mr. Bailey, that's the size of his parcel as surveyed. So that's what we have before us. We are not a body that makes determinations as to where property lines are, what the actual ownership rights are, going back to, you know, jolly old England and when they made those deed rights. That's the Court of Chancery that handles that.
Okay.
But we do look at the survey that's presented before us and make rulings based upon that. So all our decision is based on this survey. The survey that you provided of your lands is helpful to the extent that it shows where your lot line is and in relation to his.
Okay.
But we don't make determinations as to is his land larger or smaller than what's shown on the survey.
Okay.
So
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hope that answers your question.
Oh, it says right there, 1.60 acres.
On your survey, ma'am, it does say 1.60 acres.
Ma'am.
Excuse me.
On your survey, their property says 1.60 acres.
Okay.
And that's what Mr. Lowenstein is.
Okay.
And also, the driveway, which they said was 6 feet by 14 feet, your survey is kind of showing that also.
It's
just a little teeny bit.
Okay.
Just a sliver, like a triangular shape.
Exactly.
So you don't want him to use that driveway at all, just that little triangle piece?
Excuse me?
You don't want him to use that driveway at all, that this little triangle piece?
No.
No?
No.
And how long has it been there?
The driveway? Well, the double wide is in front. The original, the single wide that he's in was the one that his father and mother was living in. When they got the double wide, they just moved that back there. And then he's been living in that.
Do you use Kilroy Lane for you
yes.
to get back to your, so you don't use that at all? You don't?
Oh,
use,
sometimes we just go out that way.
Well,
then you're going
you'd be considering
him.
Using his property at that point.
That's right. We're both on the same property. Exactly.
So you
but since we had, my thing is, since we had the land surveyed, because he was complaining about us being on his property, that's why we had it surveyed. So that way, if we put a fence up, divide, and then we don't have to worry about no one being on the others, as far as keeping peace.
Because I kind of see from, tell me if I'm wrong, but your house is 26, or...
26270.
That's the front house, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It looks like you have a gravel road to his road.
Yes, and we have so one on the opposite side.
And you do use that,
mm-hmm.
you've said.
Okay. So you're not...
We were both using it until the land was surveyed.
So you're not using it anymore?
Yes, sometimes I go out of there, but if we, whatever is Satan today, that would be the answer whether we use it or not.
Well, ma'am, I'm just going to let you know, this board is not here to litigate, is not the body that determines who is right to use certain access points or not. Mm-hmm. That is not what we do here. This is simply a question as to the existing mobile home that's there, whether it can remain in its current location because it is too close to the property line, whether the proposed subdivision that he's proposing to do is allowable based on lot widths and the creation of a front yard variance need for the existing mobile home. We are not here to litigate that question as to whether or not you have a right to use the driveway or not, or whether he's got the right to use that sliver on your lands or not.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what we're here for today. So the issue is a narrower one than that for us.
Okay.
So I don't want to create more perhaps hardship or
right.
discomfort for both of you all, but that's just not what we can do. That is a court of chancery issue, if anything, not something that our board has jurisdiction over.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Bailey, would you please come forward? Is Mary Bailey here?
No.
That's your mother?
Uh-huh. My daughter's here, my sister.
Is there any other questions for Mr. Bailey?
Unless he wants to rebut any of the opposition, I don't think he's had a chance to do so yet, Madam Chair.
I got a question. Now, about the fence, do you have to have a permit for the fence?
A building permit.
Okay, I didn't know that, but I'll get one for that.
So do you have anything to say to rebut what your relative has testified?
I mean, she don't want us on the property in the driveway, which I really don't want it either, but as far as the end of the driveway there, I can widen that. I can widen that, so.
Your way?
The driveway, y'all can widen it our way, because the way it's got it to be divided, it's right in the middle of the driveway. That's what's,
okay.
It comes right down the middle of the driveway.
All right.
So you move your driveway over?
So I can slide mine over a little bit at the end. I can, that ain't no problem.
There's no problem for you?
Nope.
Okay.
Any other questions? I will close the public hearing and enter.
Madam Chair, we have to do the recess.
Oh, that's
for the
sorry.
Comments.
I'm sorry. Cheers. Okay, we're going to recess for 5 minutes to see if we have any comments from the website.